Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyullah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah Welcome back, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching The Early Echo, and we commence in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode we are going to be speaking about the relationship between the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummati, which is the follower. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as a follower, what rights do you have, and what are the rights of Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his followers, upon his ummatis? What makes today's program even more fruitful and beneficial is that, subhanallah, we are accompanied by our respected and honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir, and alhamdulillah, he is with us right now. We have a very beautiful kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam. We have our respected Maulana Sahib with us, and aside from this, mashallah, we have a beautiful discussion right ahead. So stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, तेरे नाम पर सबको वारा करूं मैं, आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी।
कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, कोई नहीं हमें गम। किस्मत है ये हमारी हर दम गलब पर जारी, किस्मत है ये हमारी हर दम गलब पर जारी,
नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी,
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
फिदा का या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, नबी پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے آقا صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا ہے شان تمہاری ہے
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی
آقا
کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا ہے شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ
آقا
محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانے ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
نبی پہ صدقے جائیں نبی پہ جائیں واری فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سبحان اللہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ انداز ڈی ویورز این امیزنگ کلام وچ از ریجوونیٹنگ اینڈ اسپریچولی بوسٹنگ ماشاء اللہ الحمد للہ بیٹھے بیٹھے اٹ فیلٹ ایز اف وی آر ان دا سٹی آف مدینۃ المنورہ اینڈ سبحان اللہ یو ریمبر اباؤٹ دا اسٹریٹس آف مدینہ دا گلیز آف مدینۃ المنورہ مے اللہ ٹیک اس آل ٹو دا بیوٹیفل لینڈ آف مکہ المکرمہ اینڈ مدینۃ المنورہ زادہ اللہ شرف و تعظیمہ جی ہاں ڈی ویوز آف مدینی چینل نو میٹر ہاؤ مچ وی پریز رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نو میٹر ہاؤ مچ وی ایکسپریس اور لو اینڈ گریٹیٹیوڈ ٹو ہم اٹ از نیور سفیشینٹ ڈی ویوز for the amount of hardships and difficulties the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla endured for the guidance reformation salvation and success of his ummah is phenomenal it is amazing Allah 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 it can never be compared to the love connection and closeness of a mother to her daughter of a father to his son to his children or the love for a friend to his friend The hardships and difficulties Rasulullah SAW endured for the guidance, reformation and salvation and for the success of this ummah, dear viewers, as we mentioned, is far beyond our imagination. His love for every single individual of his ummah, his concern for our forgiveness and salvation in this world and in the hereafter is unparalleled affection. Jiha, it can never be matched. This type of affection is out of this world and his mercy upon every single one of his ummati is beautifully illustrated in the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. It is mentioned in the ayat and verses of the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers, from places to places in the Holy Quran Pak, you would learn, you would understand how close Rasulullah is with his ummati, how concerned he is for their well-being in this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran Pak, which is in Surah Tawbah. He Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, there has come to you that messenger from among yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. He immensely desires your well-being at most kind, merciful for the Muslims. See how Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned these characteristics, these qualities of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his concern for his ummatis and followers. It's just amazing, dear viewers of Madini channel. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla would spend entire nights worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla and entreating him to forgive his ummah. Jiha, for our forgiveness. His concern for the ummah was so overwhelming that these prolonged durations of standing in the night would cause his blessed feet to swell.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is not normal, dear viewers of Madini channel. It is apparent that the number of difficulties he sallallahu alayhi wasallam bore solely for the sake of his ummah having rights over us that we as his ummah are obliged to fulfill. Jihan, he has rights over us. For these reasons that I mentioned, he has rights over us. There is no two ways about this. There is no other way you could work this out. He has rights over you for the sacrifices that he has given for our well-being. It is due to him and because of him. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created this universe. Our existence is dependent upon the existence of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا، وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو، جان ہے وہ جہان کی، جان ہے تو جہان ہے. So the difficulties, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bore solely for the sake of, you know, the ummah, inevitability results in the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla having hukuk and rights over us, that we as his ummah have to be obliged in fulfilling those rights. We have no other way to escape but to abide and to follow and to be obedient towards those commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This topic is so vast, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Masab, Alhamdulillah. You know, just mentioning, you know, this was just the starting for us to understand the depth, the difficulties Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had went through for the reformation, for our salvation, for our upbringing, for our good treatment, for our guidance, just so that we are not on the wrong path and we are on Sirat-e Mustaqeem. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led his life as a perfect role model, Masa. We have a model in front of us. If one is confused as to how to live on this planet when he is born, he needs to see the manual, which is the life of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would learn how to walk upon this earth, how to get married upon this earth, how to have children, how to do tradings, how to live on this planet like a human being is found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Masab, alhamdulillah, love, connection, affection, respect, all of that is there, right? But there should be a sequence, Masab. There are, of course, a number of rights Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has over his ummatis. Maybe can Masab highlight some of those rights, put a figure to those rights? Are there any numbers to those rights that we could learn as ummatis and maybe perhaps follow in order to find some light and guidance in our lives, Masa?
Subhanallah. Masa, one thing comes to mind, you know, as a master, the right a master has over his slave, Allahu Akbar. In a nutshell, he is our master. We are the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, there is no doubt, Allahu Akbar. But Imam Qadi Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has beautifully mentioned and he has highlighted and allocated some of the rights Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our master, he has over us, his ummah. And he has mentioned 8 rights, starting with having iman and faith in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay.
Subhanallah. About which Allah Hazrat says, Allah ki sartaba qadam shan hai ye. Insan hai insan, ye wo insan hai ye. And Quran to iman batata hai inhe. اور ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان
ہے یہ. ہائے 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 واسا کیا بات ہے. اللہ نے بھی تو کمال کر دیا ماشاءاللہ. ہی ایکسپلین دی کلوزنس اف دی پروفیٹ اف اللہ عز و جل لو واٹ ٹائپ اف لو اینڈ دی ایمان اینڈ واٹ دی قران سےز اباؤٹ دی پروفیٹ اف اللہ عز و جل. ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان ہے یہ. اللہ اللہ اللہ. جی ہاں ماشاءاللہ
سبحان اللہ. اینڈ دین دی سیکنڈ رائٹ ہی مینشنز از فالوئنگ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ہز سنہ. اف یو لو سم ون, you have to follow that person as well. And we love our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the extent that inshallah we try to imitate as his ummatis, as his followers, into every action of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and into his commandments. So this suits a believer as a Muslim inshallah, as his ummah. And then the third right, Masab, he mentioned is obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Kya baat hai.
Ghulam hai to farma bardari to banti hai na.
Kya baat hai. Kya baat hai. Subhanallah.
So as a slave, we have to obey the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow him in whatever he says, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
And the second right that he mentions after this is love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning it is his right to claim that love from the ummati, Allahu Akbar, for the love that he has showered all his life upon his ummatis, Allahu Akbar.
Kya baat hai Masab.
His cries during the night,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
and his plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not the end. Even on the day of judgment, he will cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fall into sajda, making intercession for his ummah, Allahu Akbar. This is his sacrifices for the ummah. So as inshallah, in return as ummah, why don't we love the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
What a way to think, Masab. How true and how excellent this is. Understanding the sacrifices that the Prophet of Allah made for his ummah. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And the sequence that you mentioned, Masab. So these rights now, are there more rights besides this, Masab, that you have mentioned?
Actually, he mentions 4 more rights. And he says, respect and reverence for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. as how, as Ummatis, we ought to respect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, we as Ummatis, we as the Ashiqi Rasul, subhanallah, we stand up for Salatu Salam and with utmost adab and respect, Ya Nabi Salam Alaika, Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pilakun Salam, his praises, subhanallah. And then the second right he mentions after this is praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is his right that we should praise him. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah, this is something that we should, you know, focus our attention towards, Maulana Sahib, that people want to put a limit to this type of faculty. For example, there should be a limit where you have a stop that you should respect, but you should respect within the limits. But Maulana Sahib, the question is, how should a lover love his beloved within the limits, Maulana Sahib? If it is within the limits, then that love is perhaps for your father. That love is for your parents, that people that do business with you, for your siblings, for your family and relatives. So when the love exceeds every limit, then that love shall be considered to be the love for the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every love is different, Mahasab. Love for parents is different, for siblings, sisters, family, children, so on and so forth is different. And the love for Allah and His Messenger has to be different. You need to experience this muhabbah and love, and that can only happen when you show respect, Mahasab. When we increase reverence and adab for the beloved Rasul, jitna adab hum badhayenge apne andar, utna hi zyada muhabbat ka usme izafa hoga. It will increase, inshallah, zawajalla, in the muhabbat and love of a person. Ji Mahasab. Alhamdulillah, you're speaking about obedience, Mahasab. I wish we could elaborate, you know, with time, Mahasab. Time is so short when we have so many other things to discuss with the viewers out there. With regards to obedience, very quickly, Mahasab, so many examples can be given about this as well. I mean, look in the narrations, as is mentioned, one person was found in the court of the Holy Rasul, and the beloved Nabi had spotted, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he had a gold ring in his finger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then advised his companions and mentioned, would anyone want that fire be in his hand? Allahu Akbar, that he be holding onto the fire of the hell, of hell, of Jahannam. Of course, the companions were in the negative and nobody would want that. So then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proceeded forward, Mahasab, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed the ring from the finger of this companion and flung it. He threw it away. Allahu Akbar. And after doing so, then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had proceeded. So this shows that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not appreciate this companion using that gold ring. So without any further delay, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first advised, and after advising showed his narazgi and his anger by throwing the ring. So another companion then went forward and told him, MashaAllah, now that you have received advice directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so do not ever use the gold ring again. But there's no need to incur loss in your wealth, for you can maybe perhaps pick it up now and sell it. Don't use it again, but you could maybe make some money out of the ring. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told you not to wear the ring, so fine, don't wear the ring, but you could sell the ring, make some business, some tradings. Allahu Akbar. But this is, Mahasab, actually true obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this companion says, by Allah, I would never pick that which has been thrown by my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo sarkar ne farma diya, bas wo ho gaya. Now there's no need for me to find reasons what I can do with that ring. If my Nabi did not like that ring, therefore I would never want to sell that ring. I would never even pick up that which has been thrown by my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is true obedience. When we say that he is our master, and master, we have accepted this, then from our living style, from our face, from our andaz, hamare kirdar, har cheez se jhalakna chahiye, sabit hona chahiye. The evidence should be apparent from our dressing code, from our speech, from our akhlaq, that he is the real ghulam and the servant of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when those who truly, demonstrated and manifested jihad, they manifest the qualities of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during their lifetime, Mahasab, they became Khaja Ghareeb e Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. They became the awliya and the saliheen. Today the entire world is running behind them. They have practically lived and showed us how the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lived. I mean, before them the sahaba alayhi ridwan, then tabi'een, then tabi'i tabi'een. So why are we not following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mahasab, you mentioned eight from amongst the eight, Mahasab, was we still have another three more to go, I think. Alhamdulillah.
So after the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions invoking blessing, meaning reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And then the last but not the least, he mentions visiting the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about which Amir al-Dawat Barakatum al-Ali says, Madina isli attar, jano dil ko hai pyara.
Wah.
Ki rehte hai mere aqa,
mere dilbar, Madine mein. Subhanallah. So even visiting his Mubarak shrine is from amongst the rites of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we as his ummatis visit the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Mahasab. So beautifully Mahasab had mentioned these points which have been mentioned by the scholars of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Qazi Ayaz Mahasab had mentioned this. These points which have been mentioned by Mahasab. Now furthermore, dear viewers, we understand then we have Iman and of course to believe. So in a nutshell, every ummati and every individual, yani it is individual obligation, fardhi ayn on every follower to sincerely affirm the belief in the prophethood and messengership of the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to truly accept, affirm and believe in all that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought from Allah Azza wa Jalla, is to be a Muslim. So it is the belief of every true believer that without bringing faith upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one can ever be regarded as a Muslim. Jiha, you can never be regarded as a Muslim if you do not bring faith upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you have brought faith upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then everything will be fine, dear viewers. Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahi alhamd mein dunya se musalman gaya. So much can be said, dear viewers of Madini channel. But just in a nutshell, therefore our kalima is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no God, there is no creator but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, is the article of faith. In other words, bearing testimony to Allah's oneness and to the prophethood of the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla are both important, dear viewers of Madinah channel. They are the elements of creed in order to become a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. So we are Muslims and we are following the sunnahs and the teachings of the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. There are so much of motivational words in the books of hadith with regards to this. However, now one of the rites, as Alhamdulillah Mu'asab, we spoke about loving him, respecting the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He stayed away from his families. He stayed away in the caves for days in prostration, in sajda, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla and saying, Rabbi habli ummati, seeking our forgiveness and for our affairs to be handed over to him. Allahu Akbar is a sign that he loves you, but we have forgotten him. Dear viewers of Madini channel, he hasn't forgotten you. Even the moment when he arrived in this world, the moment when he was lowered into his qabr, as the narrators have mentioned, during that moment as well, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lips were shaking, and it was clearly heard that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Rabbi habli ummati. Even in the grave, he had sought our forgiveness. He had, on our behalf, interceded in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. And on the day of Qiyamah, the station that he will be granted, and no other Nabi besides him will be granted, is called Maqame Mahmood. And even this station, when he will be in sajda and prostration, even there as well, he will not forget you. Whether it is Mizan, where your deeds will be weighed, whether it is at the pond of Kawthar, or whether it is by the bridge of Sirat, our beloved Nabi said, you will find me at these stations and places, for I will be assisting and helping my followers, those who love me. So from every angle, dear viewers, the bigger picture is that you should prepare for the hereafter, where all of these things will occur, because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given us indication towards that. He has given us the news about it. So only a foolish person would invest all his time and efforts into this, so-called not everlasting world. Everything is temporary here, and everything is going to come to an end. And because of our busyness, because of being stuck in this world, we have these veils before our eyes, and now we have focused all our attention towards the hereafter. Mahasab, you have taken this whole discussion into another direction. Mahasab, you have actually, there's so much to discuss, Mahasab, as ummatis and the Prophet of Allah, we owe him our life. Everything is for the sake of Allah, zameen wa zama, everything is for the sake of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Sayyidi Ala Hadrat mentioned. Ji Mahasab.
Huzur, as you were just mentioning about Sayyidi Ala, one share of his comes to my mind. Subhanallah. And he says, Peshe haq mujda
shafaat
ka sunate jayenge aap rote jayenge
Allah
ko hasate jayenge.
Kya baat hai Maulana Sahab, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. وسعتیں دی ہیں خدا نے دامن محبوب کو جرم کھلتے جائیں گے وہ چھپاتے جائیں گے
سبحان
اللہ 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 جسٹ بیونڈ امیجنیشن صاحب ہز ٹرو مقام شل بی ہائی لائٹڈ اینڈ شل بی وٹنسڈ اینڈ سین بائی دا انٹائر کریئیشن آف اللہ عزوجل آن دیٹ ڈے آل لمٹس ول بریک اینڈ یو ول سی ہاؤ دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم how he will perform on that day, dear viewers. We have much more that can be said. We say shukran to Mawsab once again for coming onto our program, Mawsab, exactly. And for blessing us here. It's always a blessing. We hope to see you more often, Mawsab, with us, inshallah, on the Early Echo. Keep watching the Early Echo and convey this message to others only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we sign off reminding the viewers out there, inshallah, what is our maqsad and our mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah? And simply it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.